With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. During a Sunday service at City's Church in Minneapolis yesterday,
this is a clandestine mission.
An ICE mob stormed the service, disrupting worship.
According to them, this is according to Operation Polar.
That's a description of the scene from a social media video post by the Center for Baptist Leadership. It was positioned on townhall.com. Meanwhile, GOP strategist Aaron McGuire says the protesters should be held accountable.
We protect the difference between church and state, and we allow people to worship freely and safely in this country.
People even suspected of working for ICE, enforcing federal immigration laws, have been harassed by those protesters, and some pro-ICE demonstrators also held gatherings over the weekend in Minneapolis-St. Paul. The White House has announced that members of a new Palestinian committee to run Gaza's day-to-day affairs are being assembled, along with an executive committee to supervise.
At least eight more countries say the United States has invited them to join President Donald Trump's new Board of Peace, overseeing next steps for Gaza. A U.S. official has confirmed that $1 billion contribution secures a permanent membership, while a three-year appointment requires no contribution. India, Jordan, Australia, Greece, Cyprus, and Pakistan say they received invitations, and Hungary and Vietnam say they've accepted theirs.
As Haya Panjawi reporting, the White House is bringing back whole milk to school food programs. Here's Jennifer King.
Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said full-fat milk has been unfairly vilified.
Healthy kids need real food. They need real protein. They need healthy fats.
Some recent studies suggest that kids who drink whole milk in moderation are less likely to develop obesity. The law requires schools participating in the National School Lunch Program to offer a range of options, including lactose-free and fortified non-dairy drinks that meet the nutritional standards. I'm Jennifer King.
And this is SRN News. Do you trust your pastor?
A lot of Americans do not. According to the latest Gallup poll, only 27% of respondents say they believe that clergymen possess a high degree of honesty and will behave in an ethical fashion. An avalanche of pastors getting in very public trouble over the past few years has almost certainly contributed to the low score that the profession receives. However, clergymen did beat out bankers, CEOs, and members of Congress in the poll. Michael Harrington reporting.
The bloody protests shaking Iran this month are reminiscent of the chaotic days surrounding the birth of the Islamic Republic. It was back in 1979, in the run-up to the revolution that saw Muslim leaders establish a Sharia state. Iran witnessed running street battles between forces loyal to the Shah and those who wanted him out. This time, the tables may be turning, and the Islamic hardliners themselves could be the ones expelled. This is SRN News. It all starts at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time tonight in Miami. College football's national title game this evening pits the Miami Hurricanes against the Indiana Hoosiers. Behind the scenes, meanwhile, the powers that be are still having their own battle, tinkering with the playoff format itself. Here's correspondent Gethin Kulbaum.
College football leaders have given every indication that they remain stuck in a year-long debate about expanding the playoffs from 12 teams to 16 or beyond. Commissioners and school presidents met on the eve of the college football playoff title game, facing a Friday deadline from ESPN to decide on changes. The Big Ten and SEC have different visions of where the playoffs should go. The SEC wants a 16-team playoff. The Big Ten wants 24. If they can't agree, the playoff will stay at 12 teams for next season. I'm Gethin Kulbaum.
You'll find more on these stories at SRNnews.com.